we'll start with the history of Walsh and Kelly. It was your grandfather and his brother-in-law, right?
Yeah, that's where the name came from. So the very beginnings of our business actually involved Wabash Valley Asphalt and a company that doesn't exist now called Bituminous Materials Company. So in the early 20s, 22, I think, my grandfather, John F. Kelly, who you have records about, got in the contract business. He had been selling sand and gravel and started getting some people together to help sell materials and to build a few roads. And then in the early 30s, he got affiliated with a guy at Lafayette by the name of K.E. McConaughey. He was at Purdue University and was an inventor. They'd worked and tested raw materials, but essentially asphalt is it's what's left at the end of a barrel of crude oil. Once you take everything out, the gasoline, the kerosene, and everything else, what you got left is this black goo asphalt. And they realized, and it was naturally in some places too, asphalt lakes in Trinidad, et cetera. And it was very sticky and it could be stable at room temperature and you could use it with rock to help make roads better. So the problem was that you had to have it very hot to get it to be pumpable and workable, like 350 degrees. Well, that wasn't safe and it was hard to even have the thing. So one of the things that they started doing was to cut it back. They made a cutback by putting lighter end like fuel oil in it that made it workable at a little lower temperatures, like maybe 275 degrees, still very hot. And this K.E. McConaughey figured out a way to mix the asphalt with water. Now, you know, oil and water don't mix, but he did through an emulsification process. And my grandfather helped finance some of his work and get things going. So as a result, a lot of what we did through the rest of our career was sort of driven by the materials side of things. That ended up being Bituminous Materials Company. But since ICI is a contractor company, I mean, clearly they're associate members, but because we did construction all the time, that's why for a long time the member was the John F. Kelly Company, and then that became Wabash Valley Asphalt. The company that I had was started off as being called Fisher and Eichler, even though my grandfather was the main owner of it. Then it was Walsh and Eichler, and then it became Walsh and Kelly in the late 40s. It was jointly owned by the Kelly family and the Walshes, who, again, my grandmother was a Walsh. So this would have been my grandfather's brother-in-law. So over time, the businesses grew to some to varying degrees. But because it was the early days of the road building business, how my grandfather ended up being involved in getting ICI started. You know, so my grandfather was involved with ICI. Then my Uncle Dick was heavily involved. He was my oldest uncle, heavily involved. And then my dad started running things in about 1965, and he became heavily involved. Did a lot of work in the late 60s and early 70s when Ed Whitcomb became governor with Fred Faisenfeld Sr. and Mick McTagg from what used to be Farber Construction. Did a lot of work with Jim Newlin to, in some ways, some of the same kind of stuff that we do today. Try to make sure that funding is appropriate. Try to make sure that the bidding field is straightforward and fair and consistent. One of the big things they did was to try to get patronage out of the highway department. For a long time, I mean, everybody that worked for the highway department, if the politics change, everybody, all the jobs change. And so they got to where there was just a handful of people that could be appointed and or let go as a politics. And then that way you got a little bit more professional, stable workforce within NDOT. But the same kinds of things that really always went along the same way. Good standards, keeping bad contractors out, trying to share information, trying to work on governmental policy and funding. Specifications, bidding practices, bonding, and you know, all the, essentially all the same things that still we do today, right? It's just the circumstances changed to some degree as to what's happening in terms of performance and what new technologies need to be incorporated or what new companies may come in, and some guys go away and other businesses start out or consolidation. I mean, that's one thing that I've really always liked about this business is that there's a lot about it that doesn't really change.